Next is the Truckee Meadows Community College Foundation. I will open that meeting at 8:56. Item number one is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Are there any public comments here at UNLV? Seeing none, SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
There's none at this time.
Thank you. Next, I will go to the annual report, and for this, I'll go to President Hilgerson.
Good morning, Regents. President Karin Hilgerson. For the record, it is my great pleasure to introduce the Vice Chair of the TMCC Foundation Board, Matt Thornton. He is also joined in the system office with the Associate Vice President of our foundation and our grants office. So we have sort of a lean and mean structure, which seems to be working extremely well, and that is Gretchen Sawyer. So I want to say that this has been one of the greatest pleasures of my entire career, is working with Gretchen and working with our amazing TMCC Foundation Board. So with that, I'll turn it over to Matt Thornton.
All right. Thank you, President Hilgerson. Good morning, Regents and Chancellor Patty Charlton. I am Matt Thornton, Vice Chair of the TMCC Foundation Board. I'm pleased to report that in fiscal year 2024, the TMCC Foundation had another successful year with gifts totaling $2.8 million and from 425 individuals, corporations, and foundations. Donations were made to many programs, projects, and scholarships, all for the benefit of TMCC students. I'm pleased to share a few notable gifts from the last fiscal year. The Bretzlaff Foundation is sunsetting, and as one of their final gifts, they provided the foundation with a generous $500,000 contribution for an endowment in support of the Allied Health and Applied Technologies divisions. We are deeply grateful to the Bretzlaff Foundation that has supported scholarships and programs at TMCC for three decades, so appreciate their support. This new endowment will provide an everlasting benefit in support of programs and scholarships that will carry on the legacy of the Bretzlaff Foundation. We are extremely grateful and thankful for all of their donations that they have provided. The William N. Pennington Foundation continues to be a generous supporter of scholarships in a number of areas, including nursing, dental, veterinary, nurse, rad tech, CNA, EMT, paramedic, and host of programs in the applied technology CTE areas. This academic year, the Pennington Foundation added scholarships for ACE High School graduates who have started a TMCC dual credit program during their high school years. This scholarship is to encourage students to continue advancing in their program area at TMCC after high school graduation. We're also honored to have received a fourth year of support totaling $250,000 from the Winsong Trust. That provides vital tuition support for high school students who are taking TMCC dual credit courses. Winsong funding supports more than 500 high school students each year. TMCC is embarking on accreditation to offer the first Bachelor's of Architecture degree offered at a community college anywhere in the country. So this is a big deal for us, and we're really excited. We are honored to have received $60,000 from the Peak Family Foundation that provided funding for renovations at the William N. Pennington Applied Technology Center to expand a classroom to allow for the growing architecture program. We received a second pledge of $300,000 from the Nevada Military Support Alliance that provided renovations to the Veterans Center to better serve the more than 450 students on campus. In November, we held a 10-year anniversary and renaming event that changed the name of the Veterans Resource Center to the Nevada Military Support Alliance Major General Ronald J. Bath Veterans and Families Center. We were delighted with the fantastic attendance at the event, including Major General Ronald Bath, who was honored with the name of the center. So that was very exciting, and we enjoyed that event as well. Scholarships continue to be a priority for the foundation, given the tremendous financial need of TMCC students that has only increased due to rising costs. In academic year 2023-24, the foundation awarded 956 scholarships to 656 students, totaling $1.1 million. This is now the second year that the foundation has crossed the $1 million mark in scholarships awarded to students, and we are so pleased with the positive impact that this funding is having for so many students. We hear frequently from students and our advisors that without this funding, they would not be able to stay enrolled to pursue their goals and better their lives. We're extremely grateful to all of our scholarship donors who are directly contributing to student success. We have a number of longtime donors who provide continual support for scholarships, along with donors who donate to memorial scholarships, as well as who support endowed funds that generate annual interest that is used to support scholarships in perpetuity. All of these donors are the backbone of TMCC's successful scholarship program. Due to our successful scholarship program, we now hold two scholarship events to accommodate the growing number of students we award. The Legacy Scholarship Dinner, held at the Dandini campus in the Student Center, can accommodate 400 people. Our second reception at the William N. Pennington Applied Technology Center for more than 200 students is held for William N. Pennington and Herb Maxine Jacobs Foundation scholarship recipients. These wonderful events, where donors and students meet each other, enjoy conversation, and to make meaningful connections. I enjoyed being there as well. Finally, I want to provide kudos to the grants team. As part of the TMCC Foundation, the TMCC Foundation and Grants Office also manages the state federal grants for the college and works closely with our controller's office. This year has seen additional growth in grants under management. We now have $26 million under management in comparison with $19 million last year. So a great improvement there. I also would like to take just a quick moment first to, on the behalf of the Foundation Board, I'd like to express gratitude to President Hilgersum for her leadership of TMCC over the past 9 years. She's been inspirational to us all and a tireless advocate for our students. In closing, on behalf of the entire board of TMCC Foundation, we thank you for this opportunity to provide you with an update on the successful highlights of the TMCC Foundation during the last fiscal year. Gretchen Sawyer, the TMCC Foundation and Grants Associate Vice President, and I stand ready to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for presenting that report. Are there any questions or comments from Regents regarding TMCC's Foundation report? Yes, Regent Brown.
Regent Brown, for the record, I just want to echo, you had highlighted some of your foundation support, and I've had the opportunity to attend those awards presentations, and your donors show up, and it's really great to see that relationship that you guys have, and I'm looking at the net assets, and they seem to be growing, and so hopefully just build more relationships with them, and I love that they show up, so I can tell that you have a strong relationship already. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question from Regent Del Carlo.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. I was just wondering, I had not heard that the Bretzloff Foundation was sunsetting. Are they out of money, or is it a time thing? Because they've been a major a donor group up north. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning. Gretchen Sawyer for the record. Yeah, some foundations opt to sunset, and so then they just expend their remaining funds. It's just part of their charter. And so that the Bretzloff Foundation has opted to do that.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? I'll entertain a motion to accept the annual report of the TMCC Foundation.
Move to approve.
Second by Susan Brager.
Thank you. I have a motion from Regent Brown and a second from Regent Brager. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. You have the slate of officers in front of you for item number 3. Item 4, consent items, is the financial statements, appointments, and reappointments. I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent items.
Move to approve.
I've got a motion from Regent Brown and a second from Regent Del Carlo.
Thank you.
Any other discussion regarding consent items?
Nope.
I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 5, new business. Is there any new business? Seeing and hearing none, I'll move to public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment here at UNLV? Yes, we do have some.
Just came in time. Martin Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T. I am a mathematics faculty, as well as a faculty senate chair at Western Nevada College. I, as well as many of my colleagues at WNC, urge the Board of Regents to vote against the proposed changes to Chapter 6, Appeals to Terminations. To best understand our perspective, I want you to think about why the code exists in the first place. It is our view that it is to protect faculty from unjust terminations by the presidents.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, as special counsel, I mean, you certainly have the ability to make public comment here, but right now we're at the foundation meeting.
I'm sorry. I just came in and I heard that.
I believe just schedule-wise, once we get through the foundation.
I'm sorry, I just was not.
Foundation meetings, there will be two public comment periods later today for the main, for the main meeting, if that helps.
Yeah, I apologize.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Seeing no other public comment here at UNLV SCS, is there any public comment on the phone?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. So I will adjourn the meeting of the TMCC Foundation at 9:07.